Planning for 2013 is underway. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. For farmer Kurt Sindergaard in northwest Iowa, no sooner is the combine in the shed than planning for another year is underway. Sindergaard farms near Rolfe, Iowa. He has 700 acres of his own and partners on another 1,000 acres. We asked Sindergaard what changes he plans to make for 2013.
The only thing that we might have is probably and maybe a little less corn on corn, even though we had some pretty good luck with corn on corn. The rotations that we follow and fields we follow will be a little less corn this next year. And maybe, you know, making a decision not to maybe go corn on corn on a farm or two that maybe have been corn on corn as a regimen there. So maybe a little less corn, a little more beans for 2013.
And when do you make that decision? I mean, and what are the factors that are involved in a decision like that?
Well, we're making those decisions right now because for our area, it's the time of year that we're making those decisions because of fertilization. We're looking at getting our dry fertilizer applied. We're looking at getting anhydrous ammonia applied when conditions are conducive to that. So we're really making those decisions now for fertilization, but also looking at wanting to make sure if we are making these plans that we get our varieties down with our seed representatives so that we can have a good chance of getting seed, which we're kind of concerned about because of some potential problems with seed production this year with the drought. So those decisions are they're probably going to be made here on most of our acres, especially here probably at this, before the first of the year.
So along with making those decisions, what other kinds of things will you be working on now in November and December?
Well, we'll be pouring over, information that we had from harvest, looking at, fertility records, making sure that we have what we need out there, pouring over yield information, as I said, to make the choices of what we're going to be using for varieties. You know, obviously, we're going to be concerned about, looking at what we need to do to protect this with pricing. I am especially one of those that price grain in the future. So I'm pricing 2013, looking at 2014 grain. And so, we're going to be studying the market trends. We're watching those right now to make decisions on what to sell of our remaining crop, plus what to sell for our especially 2013 crop. So a lot of marketing decisions are going to be going on, and also kind of looking at what we might need to do for capital expenditures as far as equipment updates and those type of things.
Kurt Sindergaard of Rolfe, Iowa. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.